Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What if you could become a better person, not by working harder, but by taking one small step a day? And not because you're a bad person now, but because there's something inside you that's ready for more. How to Be a Better Person gives you one tiny step a day you can take to be the person you want to be. My mission? To help you live your best life. Hey there, and welcome to How to Be a Better Person. I'm Kate, your host and author of the book, How to Be a Better Person. This week on the podcast, I'm talking about how to have a holiday season that doesn't suck. Because even though I know that there are people out there who believe that the holidays are indeed the most wonderful time of the year, the truth is they can be really hard for a lot of very good reasons for a lot of people. They're stressful, as there is a lot of visiting and buying and cooking and cleaning to do. They're also a time of high expectations, which are basically an invitation to overdo or to feel disappointed, or both. And they can also be really sad. If you've lost someone or you're missing them, or you wish that something about your life or your family were different than it is, it's a lot. So let's talk about one thing you can do to make the holidays better, gentler, and more enjoyable. Today's big idea is that one way to make the holidays less taxing is to simply do less. Easier said than done, I know, particularly at a time when there are just so many components. Gathering gifts, giving the gifts, cooking for a crowd, wrapping the gifts, traveling, decorating, giving back, etc., etc., etc. But it is possible to cut back on how much you do without that meaning that you completely sit the holidays out. I've got a tool for you that will help you figure out what parts of the holiday you want to prioritize and which you might dial back on. It's a priority making matrix that I learned as a tool to help you figure out how to maximize your impact and reduce your stress at work, but it's also really cool to use it on your life stuff. To make your own priority making matrix, you need a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil. Once you've got your supplies, you draw a big square in the middle of your paper. Then draw one line vertically down the center of the square and another line horizontally across the middle. So you've basically got a big square with four equal quadrants. Then you number each of these quadrants, starting in the upper left-hand corner and continuing clockwise. So the top left quadrant is one, then two is the top right, three is the bottom right, and four is the bottom left. Got it? At the top of your big square, write enjoy over the left-hand column and don't enjoy over the right-hand column. And then to the left of your square, write important next to the top row and not important next to the bottom row. I'm guessing you can already start to see how this matrix can help you categorize the many pieces of the holiday season. So let's start in the upper left quadrant. This is where you write down the parts of the holiday that you both enjoy and that are important to you. For me, I love having a tree, and it just feels important to bring more nature and more light into our house at this time of year. So this goes in the enjoy and important quadrant. Now let's move to quadrant number two in the upper right. This is where you put things that are important but that you don't enjoy. For me, this is holiday cards. I do think it's important to stay in touch with folks, and that includes writing at least a tiny little handwritten note on our holiday cards. But it's not something I particularly enjoy. Even though it's important, it's still tedious to handwrite 100 little notes, you know? Continuing clockwise, let's go to the bottom right-hand corner, number three. This is where you write things that you don't enjoy and that aren't important to you. There are no right or wrong answers for what goes here. For me, I would put in going to the Nutcracker or even to hear a choir. I don't know what it is. I just get really itchy and twitchy in a lot of performance situations. I think they are both great art forms. They're just not my thing. And that's okay, because a cool thing about this matrix is that it gives you a place to put these things that you just don't dig. And then the last square is for the things you enjoy that aren't that important. For me, that includes watching holiday movies and listening to holiday music. Yeah, I'm a sucker for both of them. I mean, they're fun, but I'm not going to be sad if I don't see enough movies or listen to enough holiday music. It's just kind of a cool little trapping. I've got strategies for how to approach the things in each of these categories and your tiny assignment right after this break.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back. Okay, let's talk about what to do with the information you've organized in this handy dandy priority making matrix. For quadrant one, these are the things where you want to place your focus. You like them, they matter to you. These things deserve your energy. I'll talk more about this particular quadrant in tomorrow's episode, so keep listening or come back tomorrow. Your challenge with the things in quadrant two, which is home for things you don't enjoy but that are important, is to find a way to make them more fun. For me, I can listen to holiday music or watch a movie while I write my holiday cards, and that's going to help me get them done. I also paid up this year the extra 10 cents per card or whatever it was to have them automatically addressed, so that's one less thing I have to do in order to get the cards out the door. Quadrant three is the things you don't like and they aren't important. For these things, you have three options. You can minimize them, delegate them, or ignore them. Minimize means, can you trim this down? If you were thinking of going to spend a weekend with friends or family, but you really don't have that much fun with them and you're not even sure it's worth it, could you blame COVID and propose a Zoom instead? Delegate is pretty self-explanatory. When my daughter got invited to the Nutcracker with friends, I was honest with the other moms and said that ballet just makes me really itchy and twitchy, and would they mind taking my daughter without me? We figured out that we could all go to brunch, where I will buy them a drink beforehand, and now I'll get those 2 hours to do something that I either enjoy or that is important, or both. And ignore means basically don't do it. So guess what you do with those things? You don't do them. If at all possible, just excuse yourself. And finally, quadrant four, the things you enjoy, but they aren't that important. For these things, you basically get to decide how much of them to do, or even whether to do them at all. Maybe you sacrifice watching holiday movies so that you can get more sleep, and you'll know that even though you like seeing Elf every year, you're not really missing out if you need to find more space in your schedule. Your tiny assignment is to draw out your priority making matrix and fill out your quadrants. And then use that information to help you figure out what you need to be sure to make time for and what you can let slide. Take care, and I'll talk to you tomorrow when we're diving into more of the things in quadrant one, the stuff you love and that's important to you. Thanks for listening to How to Be a Better Person. Our theme song is Left for Deadish by Junior85. The podcast is mixed by Sound Advice Strategies. If you liked what you heard in this episode, share it with someone you think would like it too. Your voice matters. Also, How to Be a Better Person has an official newsletter that sends the past 7 episodes, a sneak peek of the week ahead, and one well-chosen meme to your inbox every Saturday morning. Sign up at beabetterpersonpodcast.com and click on Get Podcast News. I also love to hear from listeners. I mean, I love it. Send me an email by clicking on the Contact Kate button at beabetterpersonpodcast.com, tweet me at Kate Han, KateHan, or find me on Instagram at Kate Hanley Author. I look forward to connecting with you.